Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May the 27th, 2015, and you are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show. We were founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge, and we take the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to our members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting, strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call, text, family members, friends, associates, and tell them that you are on the air right now, or they can join us by the internet by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, NABWIC. Or they can call in by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 key to join our conversation with questions or comments. At this time, I would like to introduce the host of our show, Ms. Jackie Perry from Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, Ms. Perry. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, Rosa. I am doing wonderful on this wonderful Wednesday. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
Great, great. Well, I am so excited to be the host for today's show. As just mentioned, my name is Jackie Perry, and I am founder and CEO of J. Perry & Associates Management Consultant Company here in Jacksonville, Florida, giving people the opportunity to find the right formula for business success for their companies. We are just so very excited, however, to have with us the CEO and founder of Debt Crisis Anonymous, otherwise known as DCA, Ms. Vera Holmes. She is joining us today, and we're going to be talking about a topic that is germane to everyone, no matter what industry you're in. But we are so glad that those of you in our listening audience, members of NABWIC, and our guests are able to hear such key critical information on this morning. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Vera in a minute, but it's so coincidental that June, coming up next month, which is just a few days away, is actually going to be National Home Ownership Month. And when you think about home ownership and business ownership, those are two aspects of the American dream that everybody aspires to. However, there are some key critical things that can stand in our way and present barriers to us achieving those dreams. Well, Ms. Holmes is going to help us take a look at how we can eliminate those barriers and get ourselves into a better financial position to achieve our goals and objectives and dreams. So just let me tell you a little bit about Vera, and she's going to tell you a little more about herself. But once again, Vera, we are so excited to have you as a guest on NABWIC. One of the things that we recognize in just talking to Vera in this short period of time, that she is a passionate individual. She's passionate, she's results-oriented, and she's got a leadership career that has spanned 20 years in management and entrepreneurship, but her demonstrated expertise is in the area of financial literacy and education. Again, a key pillar of knowledge that all of us can benefit from, especially those of us in the African-American community. As I mentioned before, she's the CEO and founder of Debt Crisis Anonymous, DCA, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about what all is entailed in that particular area. But she's also founder of Collections and Strategic Management Consulting Firm and she's co-founder and manager of general operations for a 3-star trucking company. You think she's a little bit busy? But regardless of that, her dedication and experience are highly credited to leadership and management in the financial services industry, and she gives specialization in laws that protect consumer rights and just operates as a financial consultant for small business owners. She's a financial strategist, an advisor, and, again, just a really great friend of the NABWIC organization. So, once again, I want to welcome Ms. Vera Holmes. How you doing, Vera?
Good morning, Jackie. I am so excited. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity.
Well, again, we are so excited to have you here this morning on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Looking forward to this.
Well, let's go ahead and get started. I know our 30 minutes will probably tick away very quickly. Go ahead, Vera, and give us, our audience, a brief overview of DCA.
Great. I would be glad to do that. Now, Debt Crisis Anonymous Incorporation, just so you know that we are a 501c not-for-profit organization. We have been established since February of 2012. Our purpose is to advance the education and awareness of financial debt crisis. We are committed to equip individuals, families, organizations, communities, and groups such as churches with a complete comprehensive training to eradicate the burden and the imprisonment of financial debt crisis. Our vision is to educate, empower, and evolve individuals and churches to connect the dots through financial counseling, fellowship, and managing God's money. Our mission is to help people of all descent to identify, acknowledge, and combat the devastating ills caused by financial debt crisis. Our determination is to eliminate the vices of debt crisis that has plagued our country and the world through comprehensive education programs.
Well, thank you for sharing that mission with us. And I know you're going to talk a little bit more about the types of DCA programs available, but let's talk about your inspiration for a moment. What's the story behind your establishing DCA? What inspired you to do this?
Wow. Yes. Well, with 20 years of collection experience, listen to normal, everyday people who had default on their personal credit obligation to their creditors due to some type of financial hardship or crisis. My heart went out to people. Dealing with the amount of national debt right here in America, we talk about the mortgage foreclosure that actually the country is going through, the trillions of dollars of debt and student loan just for education, all the car loans that people have that its cars been repo, credit cards and personal loans. It's overwhelming. It's out of control. But most importantly, just being able to send the joy and happiness with people in my family, friends, clients, even church members who now have credit power or they are now debt-free due to me and my team debt and financial management background. Someone has to care and make a difference. That mm-hmm. was inspired me to establish DCA.
Oh, great. And like you said, someone has to care because it is an epidemic. Not only
yes.
do we have a crisis with our national debt, of course, that means when you drill down, it's all, you know, the individual, the family debt as well. And one of the things that concerns me, Vera, is, again, as I work with hundreds of businesses and I've worked with hundreds over the years, the one thing that it usually boils down to when it comes to people when they want to, again, pick up the pieces, they want to mm-hmm. go ahead and pursue the American dream, they run into these roadblocks. And generally, whether it's business and certainly personal, it does boil down to some type of financial barrier. So
yes.
I understand that DCA has a myriad of programs that can address a number of aspects that people might have challenges with. So tell us about some of the types of programs that you and your team provide.
Sure. Let me get into three. One, the first program I would like to discuss is Debt and Credit Academy. Now, this is a rich and poor man's spider web trap. Now, this is designed to provide you or contractors, consultants, vendors, students, small business owners, and even our seniors with the resources to be successful and to identify where you are in this financial spider web. It's a powerful program. The second program is dealing with debt and credit addiction. Now, this is our 12-step program. Now, this program is designed to provide pastors, leaders, and churches with the resources to connect the dot throughout this debt crisis in this country. Our pastors and leaders are welcome to register on our website as well. It's an amazing program for church leaders and leaders. Now, we have the third program, which is Debt and Credit Awareness, one of my favorite. It's the three C's. It's about, number one, your credit report. You need to know who you are. Your credit score truly matters. Credit worthiness is very important. So the first thing you want to do, you want to make sure you pull your credit report, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. And we're talking about personal and business credit. And the second C is dealing with correction. You need to know how to make correction to your credit file. And the third C, the most important one, is collection, which is / Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, knowing your rights. The fear factor with your accounts being delinquent in collection, most people does not want to talk to a collector. So it's very important, especially if you are a small business owner and you are competing for contracts. You need to be licensed, bonded, and insured. So it's very important for you to have an excellent credit score. 700 is on a low mark, but it's a must.
Wow. Well, thank you for providing an overview of those three very important areas, and it sounds like there's something for everyone. The debt and credit awareness piece is definitely essential because, as you said, people need to look at those three C's, and that's a place where individually, you know, anyone can start. Certainly we can appreciate having a program where pastors and leaders can help, again, be aware and then help people connect the dots. Tell us a little bit more, though, about the Debt and Credit Academy. And that's the one where you talked about contractors, consultants, business owners. What happens in that piece?
What happened dealing with Debt and Credit Academy, again, when you're talking about rich man and poor man spider web trap, the trap is we need to understand that it's a cycle which we are in. We have a bad habit or an addiction of doing things over and over again without making any changes. So once you attend this seminar, you will be able to identify where you are. It's like a light bulb come off. When that light bulb come on, then at that point, you can begin to make the changes that you need to make. So that's one of the programs that we offer, and actually it's one of our free programs that you can attend.
Oh, okay. Now tell us, how often do you give that seminar, and go ahead and tell people how they can register for any of these programs, Vera?
Sure. You can go to the company website, our website. You can go to www.dcainc.us or www.debt-crisis-anonymous.org. And for a seminar, for that particular seminar, on our homepage, you can click on the button that says Reserve Your Seat Now. And go ahead and you can sign up. Our next available class will be June. June the 11th is on a Thursday. And we have two classes that day, 6 and 8. So you can go ahead and register today for that class.
Okay. So June 11th. So coming up right around the corner, June 11th,
yes.
Folks have an opportunity to get into an excellent seminar where, again, they can examine where they are and then determine the steps to do something about it. So great, great. Thank you for that opportunity to do, or at least to bring that awareness to our community and especially to business owners. We're going to pause right now for just a brief commercial and also to check to see if there might be anyone that may want to ask Vera some specific questions, and then we'll be right back. And we'll hear more from Ms. Vera Holmes, CEO and founder of DCA.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, friends, or associates and tell them you are on the air right at this moment, where they can call in or join us by the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, NABWIC. Or you can call into our guest line at 714-459-3918. And please press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to like our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest to the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, NABWIC. Thank you, and at this time, Jackie, I do not see anyone raising their hands for any questions.
Okay. All right, then. Well, we're going to continue on with our interview with Ms. Vera Holmes. She's CEO and founder of Debt Crisis Anonymous, DCA, and she is joining us here again on the National Association of Black Women in Construction. These are women who are trailblazers for other young women who want to follow in what has been traditionally been known as a male-dominated industry, but women who are wanting to start their businesses and grow and build a financial stable empire for themselves and their families. So, Vera, when we think about, particularly in the case of those business owners and entrepreneurs who are looking to get into business, I'm going to go back to the third aspect of your program that you talked about, debt and credit awareness.
Yes.
You talked about the credit score correction and the fact that it is important that people know their rights. And then you mentioned a score, 700, that in today's market now, people might raise their eyebrows at that a little bit. Like,
yes,
wow,
yes, that is very
how do I do that? Tell us, how can a business owner, particularly if they're bootstrapping and, you know, they're doing all the kinds of things, robbing Peter to pay Paul, what would be some of the critical advice you would give them that would enable them to either create or maintain? Maybe some of them are there, but maintain a score of 700 or more.
Okay, well, let me just first, I want to be clear based on the credit score are used in at least 90% of credit decisions, number one. 700 is very low. So when I speak about and talk to small business owners who's trying to be get bonded, most surety company will accept a 700. However, your fee is going to be very high. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to be at least, if you can get to that 800 mark, I mean, that would be an excellent credit score to work or a goal to work to. That should be a focus. But it's okay. Very important to you need to make sure that, number one, you're paying on time. And I know that can be a challenge to small business owners if they are dealing with their payroll and their payroll and money is not coming in on time and they late. When you are late, it counts against you. So you want to be able to have money saved or you will have a cash flow that you know that you can make sure that you are paying your bills on time. That is so important.
Mm-hmm. And if you are not able to pay your bills on time, Vera, what types of things should the business owners be doing until they can get themselves into a position where they can maintain that type of record?
One of the things that business owners can do to make sure, if they cannot pay their bills on time, that's going to be a challenge, number one. But they can look into other resources. That means if they do not have the funding to pay their bills, check into your resources. Find if you have to look at your resources based on family and friends, or if you have to look at your resources to get another loan or credit, credit card, which, again, this is something that you don't want, but in the fact that you have to get that bill paid, you do not want to be late. So it's important that you have that cash flow to be part of your resources to tap into, because once you are late, you're late. One day late is late. So that's very important based on the three C's, because once your account is in collection, you're late.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you don't want that, because once your account goes in collection, now you're dealing with a collection agency and you're dealing with other fees, you're dealing with collection fees, you're dealing with maintenance fees. You have all these different fees that is going to accumulate on something that you could have paid, come up with, let's say if your payment was $200. And by the time you are ready to pay, you're looking at a payment of $1,000. But, so you don't want that. So it's very important that you get to the point that you have a cash flow that you can tap into. If you cannot save money to pay for your payroll, then you need to go back to the basic. That's what we focused on, going back to the basic, understanding exactly how this works, your savings, understanding your credit matters, just getting to that point, because it makes a difference. Because you are trying to compete out in that field, so it really matters.
Yeah, it does really matter, and that is some really really great advice, too. So individuals really need to, number one, know their budget. They need to monitor their cash flow so that they can pay their bills on time and be strategic about putting the type of resources in place that will enable them to meet those obligations. But you're saying, well, if they do that and it still looks like they're having problems, then perhaps they need to go back to the basics. And
they have to go back to the basics, exactly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
keep in mind, what we don't want is for people to continue to do the same thing over and over again. That's what makes us different. We allow people to go back and focus on the fundamental basic skill set that is needed to be successful. And that starts with you. That starts with your habits.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Vera, too, as we're winding down, DCA's office locations, tell us where your office is located, if there's more than one location.
Yes, it is more than one location. We have a training location at 7035 Phillip Highway, Suite 10. That's right here in Jacksonville, 32256. And we have a location at 10151. That's Durwood Park Boulevard, Building 200, Suite 250. And you can go, it's on my website, so if you go to our website, you will be able to see that information too.
Okay, and repeat that website for us again, Vera.
The website, the short version is www.dcainc.us.
Okay, thank you. So for those of you who are interested in checking out the programs, just verifying the locations, again, you can go to the website www.dcainc.us. So, Vera, as we're wrapping up, 30 minutes always seems to just fly by so quickly, and so many good things, more good things that you could share with us. But tell our listening audience, share with us some key points that you would want to leave our viewers with.
Well, the first point is work on yourself first. Know who you are. Make sure you pull your credit report, all three, your business credit report if you are in business. And the reason that is important, remember, when you talk to a banker or you talk to a car dealer, they know who you are. Before you go in and you apply for that application, right in front of them, they have your information, your credit score in front of them. So know who you are before you go talk to a banker. And you want to live within your cash. Now, this is my trademark, living within your cash and not within your means. That means other people's money, I understand, but keep in mind, when you're living within your cash, you can help yourself to budget and save first. And I just want to leave with a Bible verse, Ecclesiastic chapter 7 and 12. It says, "For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it." So it's so important to have wisdom and knowledge when it comes down to your financial well-being. It's so important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we are glad that, again, you've been able to join us on the show today to impart this type of wisdom to our listening audience. And as always, NABWIC is here to advocate and lift up and provide resources for people everywhere, but especially women in the construction industry. So,
yes.
Vera, thank you so much for your time. And again, go ahead.
I just want to say, as a member of the National Association of Black Women Construction, that I am so grateful and thankful for this opportunity. I want to thank Ann McNeil for her leadership as the CEO and founder, and my president, Rosa Carter, for her commitment and honesty, and also to you, Ms. Jackie, and our members for their support and leadership. Thank you again. God bless
you. Oh, you are very welcome. But definitely be sure to check out the programs at DCA, that's at www.dcainc.us. And we want to thank everybody. It's been my pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for joining us for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. This does conclude our show. Again, thank you for listening, and for more information about NABWIC and our membership, don't forget to visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great day.